I think up to this point, we were kind of a little worried about how the last few days of the electoral campaign would go, because the rhetoric was very, very strong, vigorous, and I will even say violent. And not only the rhetoric, even the situation on the ground, there was quite a bit of fighting and aggression and a lot of violence in all different sides. But fortunately, since yesterday, for some reason, people will think that some people say that is because of the intervention of the Khalif General of the Murid in Touba, who spoke with Ousmane Sonko, the Prime Minister, who went there like yesterday or the day before. And so because of his intervention, Ousmane Sonko kind of backtrack a little bit his rhetoric, because as you certainly remember, he did announce that he was ready to act in a kind of a violent way, basically, like the physical way against one of his key opponents, which is Barthélemy Diaz, who's actually the mayor of Dakar, and will come up as almost like the main opposition leader, even if de facto the main opposition leader is a former Prime Minister Amadou Ba, who was a candidate against Diomaye Faye for the presidency.
In Senegal, normally the voters have always given elected presidents a comfortable majority in parliament, allowing them to carry out their program for which they were elected. Do you think this time that will happen?
I think so. I think that at the end of the day, PASTEF will certainly get the majority. Now, the great question is going to be, is that going to be the qualified majority, which means about two-thirds of the seats will allow them to basically do whatever they want, including changing the constitution without basically creating alliance with the opposition. So that's going to be the main issue. But I do believe that, like usual, when you are in power, especially in society which is quite conservative, like Senegal, very hierarchical, so the people will give them the majority. But it seems that it's a harder task than one could have expected based on how they won the presidential. And I think that that can be explained by quite a bit of difficulties they had in the last 6 or 7 months since they've been in power. And then they're very conflictual with almost every different segment of the society. So that's a little bit surprising for people who do have some kind of a political experience.